Hello, audio boomerangs. I hope this boo is finding you all, well, a lot better than I am at the moment. I must tell you folks that I am unfortunately not doing that great right now. I had a rather interesting adventure on the weekend. So I'm jocularly telling people now that I'm coming to them from the town of Painesville, which of course is still my own city, just a different dimension thereof. A rather pain-filled dimension for me. But before I get into that tale of woe, I should say that I just had the pleasure of listening to a boo from the lovely Calmwaters 73, whom I had not heard from for far too long, so that really made my day. I should send her a comment to that effect. Anyhow, what have I been doing to myself lately, you may be asking yourselves. Well, the latest adventure in the life of Gwen Tlian, and don't go trying this at home, kids, is that I had a rather nasty fall on Saturday morning, and it is not a process I would like to repeat anytime soon. My good friend Kim, who lives in this building, asked me if we could possibly go to the local drugstore so she could pick up a number of items that were on sale that she really needed. And I'm more than glad to help Kim out when I can. Unfortunately, her mobility is just not that good anymore, and it's totally not her fault. It's all because of recent developments in her epilepsy that have caused her spatial perceptions to become altered. It's really a shame because she used to have excellent mobility. I mean, when she lived in Toronto, she could navigate the city like a pro, better than some sighted people could. I know this because I've been with her at times when she's done it. But yeah, because of her epilepsy and how bad it's become, she now gets rather disoriented at times and has a tendency to veer across streets, and she never knows when she's going to have a bad day. She has tried to rectify this problem, so she's worked with two different mobility instructors from our local organization for the blind, and they've all come to the conclusion that there's really not a whole lot Kim can do at this point. It's not her fault, it's just that her mobility is not reliable anymore. So it certainly doesn't kill me to help her out once in a while, and I was glad to get out for a walk anyway. Except I never got there, folks. So Kim was here at my place on Saturday morning for coffee and breakfast, and we actually had a lovely time up until this incident took place. And then we left here at around 11 o'clock because I said, well, the coffee that you want is on sale for a really good price, so we probably better get there before it goes out of stock. Well, my apartment is located at the side of the building, so usually what I do is I go out my door and then out the side door and down some steps and along a path that goes from the side of the building to the front. Now, I have lived here in this building for 2 years and have never had a problem traversing this little side path, so I think what happened on Saturday morning was just a fluke. Kim went out ahead of me, and I held the side door for her. Well, as she was meandering just fine around this little side path, I was going down the cement steps that led to it. And as I came down the last step, my left foot happened to come down just the wrong way. It twisted and went off the path and caused me to fall very heavily onto the pavement. Oh my gosh, folks, I must tell you, I am so grateful that nobody else was around at this point, other than Kim and myself, because when I fell, I have to admit, I used some rather colorful language. I had a really hard time getting up, too, but once I did, I thought, oh, this isn't going to be so bad. I'll be okay. No, not so much. When I landed so heavily on my side, I scraped my right arm raw, I kid you not, literally raw, from the elbow to the wrist. And I also took some skin off my right knee, so I hate to think how much skin I left out there on the pavement. Slip me some skin, Jackson. Literally. And also, when I twisted that foot, and it fell out from under me, I sprained it. So, at first I thought, oh, this isn't so bad, and then I took a look at my right arm and realized how copiously it was bleeding. So I said to Kim, I'm really sorry. I can't go to the drugstore like this. I think I need to get some help. And she said, well, I have polysporin and Band-Aids. Could you put some of those on your arm? And I said, well, I can try, but the problem is I'm right-handed. And of course, it's my right arm that I've injured. So I don't know how effective I'll be with my left hand that I don't use very well in getting the polysporin and the Band-Aids in the proper places. And so she said, okay, yeah, in that case, maybe we should get you some help. So we tried to ask my neighbor for help, but she wasn't home. And then we tried to knock on Kim's immediate neighbor's door, and we discovered that she wasn't home. So then Kim finally phoned Tracy, who was an absolute gem, I must say. Poor Tracy had just gotten home the day before from having been away at a friend's place, helping this friend of hers who had knee surgery. And she had kind of had a stressful week. I had actually dog sat for her for a few days. And the ironic thing is, she kept thanking me when she got home. And I said, well, don't worry about it, Tracy, because I know that you would help me out if I were in some sort of predicament. Well, folks, I just proved myself right. Anyhow, she came up. We were at Kim's place by this point, and Tracy came up, and she very kindly cleaned my scraped area of my arm with a washcloth and then put polysporin on the multitudinous scrapes and then a number of Band-Aids. I felt like Rehatep the Mummy with all these Band-Aids on. That's a reference to the game Ancient Domains of Mystery, by the way, for anyone who may be wondering. I'm a huge ADOM fanatic. Tracy told me my arm looked really bad. And I knew that I had done a number on it, so that didn't surprise me much. She also told me my foot looked red and that I should get off it, so I did sit down for a while. Now, unfortunately, that caused my foot to stiffen up. And when I tried to get up to use the facilities, I could barely walk on that foot, and that was when I realized I had sprained it in the process of falling. But Kim was also very kind, I must say, and she let me stay at her place that afternoon. She gave me ice for my foot and ibuprofen and coffee for my considerably frayed nerves. And then Tracy, dear Tracy, she took Kim to the drugstore and helped her get what she needed. So thank God for good friends. Oh boy. I'm just so grateful that this fall didn't happen when I was dog-sitting Tracy's little Shih Tzu, because I wouldn't have been able to walk him. I actually had him at my place for about 36 hours last week, so I had him overnight at one point. And he was quite good, I must say, so I didn't mind having him. But yeah, if this fall had to happen at all, thank God it was afterward, and not when I was dog-sitting. Anyhow, my foot is still quite painful. Yesterday, I could barely walk on it at all. In fact, every time I tried to put weight on it, it would hurt terribly. Today, it's a little better. I'm actually able to hobble around. But, oh gosh, Tracy and Kim and our friend Nelson and I were supposed to go out to a favorite restaurant for my birthday on Wednesday. But I can barely walk around my bloody apartment, let alone to a restaurant, so I don't think we'll be going, unfortunately. My arm that I scraped from hell to breakfast is also still really sore. It didn't help that I absolutely had to have a bath on Saturday evening, and all the Band-Aids were falling off me by that point anyway. So I decided just to take them all off and get it over with and have a bath. But although I had a cool one, oh, when I put my arm under the water, oh man, it burned like fire. And then I think the water aggravated all that scraped area and caused it to start bleeding again. So it bled copiously all Saturday night. And there wasn't really a whole lot I could do about it other than to keep dabbing the blood with Kleenex. I didn't want to put more Band-Aids on because I wanted the area to air dry and scab over. Now, luckily, it has begun to do that, although I'm having to be extremely careful because the scabbed area is still quite thin, and I don't want to crack it and start these scrapes bleeding all over again.